You're listening to episode 60. Welcome to Behind the Brand, a podcast dedicated to strategically building your online business. Here we go behind the scenes and share stories and strategies that can help you build your own dream business that supports your own dream life. I'm your host, Kelsey Kurzlake, and I'm the CEO of Pinegate Road, a branding and web design agency for online businesses and influencers. We create online presences that aren't just pretty, they're powerful. To learn more about working with Pinegate Road, head to pinegateroad.com and schedule a free consult call. Now on to the show. Hey guys, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you here today, as always. Gotta sing that out a little bit. Anyway, okay, today we have a very exciting guest. Her name is Puno, and she is the founder of an Instagram tool called PeopleMap. So I'm so excited to chat with her because this is a tool that really opened my eyes to some of the strategies behind how we can use Instagram to grow our businesses. And it's in a very different way than I think a lot of people are teaching Instagram. So it's really a great way for you to like research and figure out who to engage with, who to follow along with, and find those potential clients and find those potential brand partners if you are a service-based entrepreneur or you are selling a product, if you're just wanting to connect with new fun people that are in alignment with your brand and your business, then PeopleMap is going to be a great tool for you to find those people. So if you want to get a little bit of a discount on PeopleMap, Puno has graciously offered a special discount for Pinegate Road listeners. So you can go to peoplemap.com/Pinegate Road to grab a little discount on your membership if you would like to look into this, if you would like to try it out, if you think it'll help you grow your business. So on to the show. I can't wait for you to hear about this amazing service and hear a little bit more about how Puno created it and why she created it and all the good stuff. All right, on to the show. Hello, Puno. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I was so excited when you wrote in and I was like, yes, I have to have you on the show to talk all about PeopleMap, all about Instagram, and all of the goodness that you're up to.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, thanks for having me.
We have
small circles, I believe.
I know. I like you popped in my inbox and I was like, this person I know has been talking to you and this, and we have a lot of mutual connections. So that was really cool to see.
Yeah, the internet.
Yes.
It's doing its thing.
Exactly. Okay, so one of the things when I was kind of coming up with some of the questions, I was really interested in maybe in a little bit of a selfish way. I was like, can you please critique Pinegate Road's Instagram? Because I feel like even though, I mean, it's something that like I'm doing, I have the fault of being like, okay, I just have to focus on client work and I like forget about it sometimes. But I would just love from like your expertise to just like get into some of the details. And I think that people will learn from maybe some of the things I'm doing wrong too. And I'd just love your opinion on that. So do you mind doing a little critique of Pinegate?
No, not a problem. I actually analyzed your account already.
Just
because I like to do that. And then, yeah, let me just show you. I'll just show you, but we'll like walk through with the listeners.
Cool.
Hi, listeners. So, well, I mean, just a little bit about myself. I have a company called PeopleMap, which is basically an Instagram marketing tool. And I, you know, when we built it, the whole point was for me to grow my Instagram account. Mm. And I was doing these things. Like I tried all sorts of stuff. I tried buying followers. I tried bots.
Really?
Yeah, girl. I mean, I was like, I didn't know anything about Instagram when I first started. I you know, obviously knew it existed, but I didn't know how to do it.
Uh-huh.
So I was like just trying anything. And honestly, you know, as a small business, you just don't have time for anything, right? So I was looking for anything that would just save me time. And I, you know, I would be down with bots and I would be down with using like buying followers if it actually converted. But we didn't just have like a follower goal. Our goal was we needed users to log in and sign up for our website.
Yeah.
So if that didn't happen, like I was like, I don't give a shit if we have 100,000 followers. I need signups. So I, so like as I was trying all these different techniques, the one technique that really worked is pretty obvious to everyone once I start talking about it, but it's basically just being social on Instagram. And, but I was being a bit more strategic and a bit more aggressive than I think most people take it. And, I was doing this one thing where I would go onto Instagram. I'd find somebody at that time. I was looking for travel photographers. I would find someone that was like really, just the kind of person that needed to be on our website. I was like, you are basically our influencer.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to stalk the crap out of them. I'm going to look at all their followers. I'm going to like scroll through who's recommended, you know, who Instagram recommends, all the people that have commented on their feed. And that just took a long time. And I would basically like find all these people and add them to a spreadsheet.
I did this for like a month and then I was like, I cannot keep up with this. But I like to know that, yeah, you did the same thing.
Well, so, okay. So what was your first like natural inclination for even organizing it? Like,
so
I mean, are you just
my thing is that I naturally gravitate towards just like making friends, like being friendly with people. And Instagram was a great way to like have access to all these people that you don't in like regular life. And I knew that in order to kind of like become friends, like as I was growing my business, I was like, okay, I gotta like regularly engage with these people that like I think would be great relationships to have and potential possible customers of Pine Gate Road. And I was like, I need to keep track of them too, because I was like, I'm going to be so strategic and like comment on their things, like however many times. And I mean, that really only lasted like probably less than a month, because it started to get like too systematized and like weird. And I was like, I'm just doing this naturally. I'm giving up.
Yeah. And that's how I felt. I mean, I felt like one, I was doing more admin work than I really wanted to. Like I track my time whenever I'm feeling like something's taking too much time. And with that, it took about it. So we would probably find 30 to 60 new people a day. And that would take about an hour to document. Like, yeah. And that's just me like adding their username, their followers. And then whenever I would
add
their
followers. Mine was like 3 or 4 a week. It was not very much. I was like, these look like cool people. I want to engage with them. And so I'd like make notes so I could like remember to go back.
Right. And you know what? I think that has to do also with the way that you are finding people as well, because that just takes a long time if you're going through the app,
totally.
You know? So I was like doing all these things and then just asked Daniel, I was like, here's my workflow. This is my process. Like, here's where I feel like tapping into the Instagram API could like just alleviate 1 hour a day for me. And that was like huge. And it's also the 1 hour that I don't want to do. Like, I don't want to be inputting followers and, you know, data. So,
boring.
I mean, I actually would love to do that because it's such a relaxing task. But like, I also was like, I'd rather spend time like communicating and commenting and like you said, building a relationship.
Absolutely.
So that's why we built this. But I feel like the best way, like you said, is to just kind of walk you through someone's account and just see like, how could you use it, but also just some other random ass tips.
I love it.
Okay. So first thing is I'm logging in PeopleMap and I'm searching for your account. Mm-hmm. And then I see it here. So you can see on the top, we show you engagement rate and we can show you average likes per post. So your engagement rate is about 1.78%. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's downtown. Hear the.
I was like, I have lawnmowers out here, so today is going to be a noisy day.
So then with this, you can see what your engagement rate is. And the number that I actually like even more is average likes per post, because it basically does the math. It takes your followers. Yeah. And then
we're actually doing some management of some Instagram accounts. And right now I'm literally going and like counting up the followers from like the last 10 and like creating the average. So yeah.
Anyway, I love that though, because like, honest, there's not a lot of Instagram tools that give you this number.
Mm-hmm. And no, yeah, you have to do it manually usually.
Yeah. And then, ours is a little bit different. We found over, you know, and we might always tweak this later, but we found that it's better to kind of show you more recent engagement rate. So ours is based on the last 90 days.
Oh, cool.
Of posting. So sometimes you'll come across an account that has 0% engagement rate. Mm. And that doesn't mean that they don't have any engagement. It just means they haven't posted in 90 days.
And so I know you just clicked that and it probably explains what the engagement rate is, but could you just like talk through what it's calculated on?
Yeah. So it's basically taking your likes plus comments and then dividing that by followers.
Cool.
And we're doing that over the past, all the posts within the last 90 days. But if you click on this little exclamation point, it will tell you what your engagement rate is over the last 12 days. And you can see here that it's higher.
Because I have posted in the last 12 days.
Yeah, girl.
Yes.
Get it. Yeah. So the other thing I like to do too is I'll like scroll down. I just taken a note of what your average likes per post is, which here it's 66. And then I kind of just look at which posts are above and below 66, mm-hmm. just kind of, you know, which ones are people like gravitating to.
Oh, that one. I'm like, I should just get pregnant more often and get more Instagram likes.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
yeah. I think if you could just like re-get knocked up.
That's... I know. I was like that Instagram strategy 101, but.
And, you know, I have a friend too that she has a pretty big following, and she, anytime she posts a picture of her face, like it does, it always does well.
Yeah. And that's something I've heard too. And I try to do a lot more than I used to. So.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like one of the, I had to get over it too. Like I was like, I don't really want to take a photo of myself. And then honestly, like if it, like I just started to learn how to have fun with it as opposed to being like, I guess I was definitely being self-conscious about it.
Okay.
And I needed to practice, and I like realized it's a numbers game. You just got to shoot like as many until you get it.
Yes. And one thing I do, and like, especially like we're working with our branding clients, we have them do a branded photo shoot where they just get like tons of images that they in like different crops, and they could be the same outfit and taken like 10 different ways and you can't really tell. And that gives them a lot of the headshots, the photos of themselves. And like, you can see this one right here. I have like a photo of myself, like holding up a camera, taking a selfie. And that was from like a branded photo shoot I did.
Yeah.
And it just, that makes it easy.
It totally. And I feel like, I mean, you definitely know how to obviously create a feed. So that's not a problem. I think this next part is figuring out how to use strategically, engage like what you were doing, mm-hmm. But just do it with, you know, a little bit more help like this tool. So I'm going to analyze your account.
Oh,
so that's this button right here. That's kind of like what People Map is known for.
Okay.
And essentially, when you do that, when you first do it, you won't get results right away. But I
Okay.
did it a little earlier, so that's
Oh,
why we see
awesome.
stuff. So what we're doing, all the results on the left that you see are basically people that have recently commented on your post or you have tagged.
Okay.
So I like to look at this for anybody that I'm like working with. I like to look at most tagged because it shows me kind of like who are your partners or like who are people that are in your world that, you know, sometimes they might not even be people you know. It might be brands that you're associated with, but if they're brands that you're associated with, most likely your community is also associated with them, even if it has nothing to do with branding strategy or,
Oh,
you know,
totally.
being
I have like a
a designer.
personal love for a lot of like health and wellness accounts, and it's crazy. Because I just friend them naturally because I'm like, hey, you're doing really cool stuff and I want to learn more about this. And like, even they will begin to like recommend me to their friends just because they know who I am because we've been talking on Instagram. And I was like, that wasn't even like meant to be. It just, we became friends on Instagram and a recommendation happened. And there you go, like another client. So yeah,
Boom.
random.
Random. Yeah, and you know, I always find too, like, because you are, you know, you understand how to do design and you know how to like make things digitally, it's always an interesting way to like exercise that and think of and brainstorm ways to collaborate with these partners. So, for example, the ultimate online resource, okay, the Every Girl is the ultimate online resource for creative, career-driven women. So, one thing you could do is you could pitch them a Instagram story series where it's are some of my clients that creative, career-driven women, and maybe even do one and just show it to them and then possibly, you know, get at least on their Instagram stories.
Yeah, awesome.
So, I mean, a lot of times I'll just think of these ideas on the fly and then I'll add it to my notes because you can add it to your notes in People Map.
Yeah, that's
So,
really easy. Like what Puno's doing is she's just like look after she analyzed my account, like all these accounts popped up on the left-hand side of the screen, and then you can click on the accounts and then on the right, it just like shows that entire feed and the notes are just right there. So you can like constantly be taking notes and putting down ideas about these different potential collaborations and people.
yeah, and then you can also add them to lists, and that is kind of what I used People Map for in the beginning. Like, girl, but in the beginning, we didn't even have a lot of these features. All we had was basically analyze and lists. That was it, because
So this is
that's all
like
I
taking
needed.
place of the spreadsheet.
Yeah, I know. I should maybe look, make it look like a spreadsheet just for that nostalgia hit. You need a cell, a row, maybe a column.
Yes, I hate Excel. My husband's in like he's an analyst for a hospital and he's like, "I love Excel." And he's like trying to get my business all in there and I'm like, no, thank you." Like, "No, bye."
Oh, I love Excel. I'm gonna make an I love Excel t-shirt. It's really spreadsheets. I don't really love Excel. I love
I'm like
spreadsheets.
Google Sheets and that's about it.
Yeah, girl. I mean, that's the best. And once they start doing those like those extensions and apps, I think it's going to be a lot easier to use. People are going to go nuts on it. I'm predicting the future. I'm bullish on spreadsheets. Okay, so I digress, but you would add the Every Girl to a partners list, right?
Okay.
So you can just write partners in there and then just add them, or you can even create a funnel. So I think of lists because of the way we set it up, like tags too. And just as an example, like I'll show you how we do it for People Map. So like on People Map, I'll go on here and find, you know, our whatever customer that we're looking for at the moment. So let's say it's I'm just going to say mom bloggers. So I'm looking for mom bloggers. We'll add them to our list called People Map Leads or People Map.ai. Map-1 leads. And then I have a list called PeopleMap-2 emailed, and then trial or whatever. So the whole point is to have a funnel as well, because you want to take this and progress this conversation with the Every Girl. So yours might be people, not people, yours might be Pine Gate Road Partners pitch. Mm-hmm. And then the next one would be like interested or not yet, or it's basically that same follow-up that you wanted, but a little bit more organized. And then the other thing too is, you know, once you add them to your list, I would just right away click that analyze button. Because then you'll be able to do the same thing that we're doing on your account, and mm-hmm. you'll start finding more interesting.
So what people. Is the analyzation doing? Like, what kind of things can you tell me about my account from the analyzation?
So all we're doing at this point is just showing people that have analyzed or have engaged with your account. So So actually, all right. So right now I've sorted it by most tagged. So you've tagged the Every Girl 9 times on your posts. And then you've tagged the Glitter Guide 7 times. So like what I'm seeing here is, you know, if I was just like trying to figure out what a good strategy is for you, I would be like, okay, she definitely, this is her world, the Every Girl and the Glitter Guide. And she definitely is adding a lot of posts or mentioning them a lot. So
I guess that's interesting because like part of me, and this is me like not being strategic, because I feel like those places have some people that like I might want to be engaging with, but I'm like more just like tagging them to like hopefully potentially get seen by more people, if that makes sense.
Oh,
I haven't been like tagging them because I'm like, I love these accounts, or I don't know. Maybe I'm just not being like, I'm just kind of doing things because I don't know what I'm doing. And like, posting like Apple and like Amazon, and I'm just like, oh, this came from Amazon, so I'm going to tag Amazon. It's not very strategic.
Well, you know what though? I mean, if it's a product that's from Amazon, you know, and it doesn't seem like it is, I think that makes a lot of sense to tag Amazon. Mm-hmm. But to your point though, like if you are posting, like if you're tagging Glitter Guide and it has nothing to do with Glitter Guide, then yeah, I think that's kind of spamming, you know, like mm-hmm. it's not necessarily helpful to anybody who's like looking at your profile. And definitely Glitter Guide is not noticing it. And it's not going anywhere. Like, it's not public that you're doing that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I think there's, like, audience members that follow them that I'd like to follow me. Basically was, like, my thought process.
Yeah, I mean, it could show up in their mentions. Like, so, you know, if you look at a profile and you see who's mentioned by this mm-hmm. account. But, I mean, on Made with Map, we don't approve of those because we're like, why? That's has nothing to do with
it. That's good because like I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So then after I look at most tagged, I look at most top commenters.
Mm.
So these are the people that are most engaged with your account. And mm-hmm. I love these guys because they're a good indicator of a healthy community. So mm-hmm. Essential Omnivore has commented 7 times on your profile.
Cool.
And as I'm looking at this, one, she's got great engagement, 2.67%. Anything above 2% is good. Mm-hmm. She nowadays, as Instagram is growing larger and larger and larger, it's going to get lower. The engagement mm-hmm. rate is going to go down like 1.5%. So, the other thing too is I'll look at while I'm like looking at all your top commenters, I look at what words do they put in their profile description? Because these keywords are super important. They're the things that you need to start organizing your list by, and then you can start strategically like finding people faster by searching for these words.
Cool.
So for her, I see 3 words or 4 words. diet consults, recipes, podcast. So like these words are things that I could potentially look for, or I can even, you know, open her account on PeopleMap and then add her to a podcast list. So you can see right here that I have like a ton of podcast. I have like six, not a ton, six podcasts in my podcast list. But if I ever need to, you know, start pitching more for podcasts, that's the list that I'm going to go to. I also think too, like one thing people don't take into consideration is this time that you're spending on Instagram, just browsing and coming across accounts and like finding them, that's all curated research for your brand. Mm-hmm. And if you like you're spending the time, so it's your money too at that. And if you're like, if somebody said, hey, I just spent 2 hours on Instagram creating lists of accounts that are associated with your account, you would want to pay for that because you're like, oh, I mean, I'd love that. So the whole point of keeping organized and keeping track, even if you're not going to activate or do anything with these right now, you've already come across this account before. You might as well just document that little nugget of an idea that you had or whatever, so that you can really start building a database of, or a Rolodex of your potential community.
Yeah, totally.
So I'm going to keep analyzing your account. Comment. Okay. So we've got Christine. She's commented 6 times. Mm-hmm. Interior designers. You have a lot of interior design clients.
These past 2 people are clients.
Okay. So I would add them into interior design and, you know, start looking for more interior designers. I would even analyze her account. Mm-hmm. Always just analyze as much as you want, because I want to see what is Christine tagging. Where she's obviously going to be following a bunch of interior designers. Mm-hmm. Like, how do I find more interior designers through Christine? And it'll probably be easier, especially like if you analyze Christine and you sort it by top commenters. What if she has like 10 top commenters that are all interior designers? All you have to do is start reaching out to them, and then you'll be like, yeah, Christine's my client. That's like the warmest lead there is. Yeah. It's like Tabasco hot.
This is crazy, like how sneaky it is. Not sneaky, but just I'm like, I'm doing all this like research about you and your people.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think the thing is, you're already doing this.
Oh, I know. No, it's like, it's genius. This is great.
Yeah. It's just a little sneakier because,
well, it's just, you can, I mean, it's like legit using it for business and like networking and all of those things. And just in this digital age.
It's right. Cool. Yeah. There's a lot of information that's out there. But fortunately we still have access to some things. Cause like even YouTube, like you can't see a list of people who are subscribing.
Oh, that's true.
So, and I think Instagram could remove seeing your followers. I think people would go fucking nuts, but like, I don't know. I just don't see what is any benefit for Instagram for letting you see who your followers are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So get it while you can. Mm-hmm. Okay. So going through this, I've also seen Cynthia is engaging as well. It looks like she has a blog or.
Yeah, she has a blog and she's like an Instagram influencer.
Got it. Okay.
But she's, interior designer. Like, that is her niche.
Yeah. I mean, I would let her know. Maybe she's obviously doing really well because she's got 6,000 average likes per post. Maybe there's something that you can even do with her.
Yeah. No, she's a client too. We just did her whole website.
Right. But like, maybe there's like an Instagram story thing you could do where you like talk through what was important about redesigning the site? Because I'm sure she's always doing like before and afters for interior. Yeah. Why can't she do that for digital? Totally.
She did she did share a lot. That was really nice.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, yeah. There you go. So yeah, so as you're going, I'm seeing a lot of words like director, designer, mm-hmm. photo. Oops. So yeah, so just start creating those lists and then engage. And like when we would do the engagement on PeopleMap, I would reach out to, like I said, 30 to 60 new people a day, which is a lot. So mm-hmm. You know, you got to bring it back to like what you can, but. I think
can we one talk of the, a little bit about like outsourcing that? Like you engage with 30 to 60 people today, each day.
Yeah.
Like, is that something that is outsourceable? Because I know a lot of the people that are listening to this show are kind of like, they're either hiring a few team members or they're just on the cusp of growing their businesses to the point where they're like, okay, I got to think about maximizing my time and hiring people. So is this something like, how do you... I guess, hire this kind of thing out and how do you do it authentically?
Well, I mean, to do it authentically, you need to do it yourself for at least a month or 2 months because one, not your brand on Instagram is you're creating it right now mm-hmm. and you don't necessarily like that person doesn't necessarily know who is like who they should be looking for. And so it's a combination of you just trying it out for at least a month mm-hmm. and just like being being yourself is really easy. Now you'll have like an idea of like how you comment, how you talk, like how often you talk. And then you'll also know like what types of people you reach out. Then you can like teach a virtual assistant or I have a website called I Love Creatives and that's where I post ads. People often like just put it on their Instagram account and just say, hey, I'm hiring a community manager for my Instagram account, would love to hire you. But yeah, I definitely think that like this is new. Nobody knows how to do this. So you're going to have to teach them. And yeah. More importantly, you're going to have to teach them how to do it in your brand voice and finding the people that you want.
Totally. Do you think if you have some of that like brand voice, brand strategy and target audience analysis done that it would be possible to then hand it off pretty easily?
Yeah, for sure. Cool. I mean, as you can see, like in less than an hour, I can probably grab a good list of at least 30,
mm-hmm.
you know, of just like going through the people that have already commented on you and analyzing their accounts and then finding.
And so when you're saying engagement, like what are some specific things you could be doing? Like, do you want to direct message them? Do you want to just like and comment or what kinds of things should you be doing on Instagram?
I always comment because you want comments on your account because you want engagement on your account. And I try to do this after I post. Because right after you post is the best time to increase your engagement rate on your own content.
Awesome.
So you just and then like just start engaging and commenting to people and doing it, you know, the Kelsey way. I always take if it means like spending another minute to think of something more interesting to say than great or cute. Then I'll just do that because what's the point?
Right. Yeah, I have a rule. I'm always like to leave. I mean, sometimes I'll just be like, oh my gosh, I love this so much. But that's like authentically how I like to answer things.
For sure.
But yeah, I try to like leave at least a little like a sentence or something.
Yeah. And then also, you know, you've got a podcast, you've got a website, and there's a lot of ways that you can use this as casting or how do you like finding interviewees?
Yeah. So, I don't have very much of a strategy. I like come across people and I'm like, hey, I really want to talk to you. Will you come on my show? And they're like, okay.
But that's my strategy. Honestly, you got to give yourself some credit. That is a strategy. It's just, you just need to like figure out how can I systemize this or just write this down and give it to a VA to do.
Totally.
Or like give it to someone else to do. And like what they're looking for is the like nitty gritty of, all right, Kelsey, you just said, oh, I just went up to this person and I asked them to be on my account. But like, how did you find that person? How can you teach someone else how to find that person next? And that's where all what we've just talked about kind of plays in. And awesome. It gives them just more steps that they could be like, oh, I see. I think the big thing too is the amount of time you want to spend on it. And one just little thing that I think about is like, what's your marketing budget for your business? And most e-commerce businesses will be 10 to 40% of their monthly revenue. So if, you know, if you're making, well, I can't even do the math right now. It's too early, but if you're making like, let's say $5,000 a month or $3,000 a month, let's do 3,000. Then you have $300 to spend on your marketing efforts. And if Instagram is where you want to like put all of that, then, you know, you could either pocket that $300 worth of your hourly, or you can use that $300 and just slowly grow, but invest some time into your social, because social is one of those things that especially, and you know this, it's like your retirement fund. It's just, it's compound interest. It's going to grow more as you, as long as you work on it. So you just kind of have to just a little bit, even $300 worth of time or money a month, is always going to be good.
Awesome. Yeah. I didn't even know that. Like obviously I spend money on marketing, but it's more just like, okay, like how can I do this for my business? And does this make sense? But I didn't even know that like percentage of like, that's how much you're supposed to spend on marketing. So that's good
and
to
it's,
know.
And it's, up to, it's up to, it's really up to everyone. I think when I made a marketing budget, I was like, you know what? I feel like because Instagram is free, that therefore my time on it is easy and free too. And,
oh, no, no, no.
But I was like, but how much time or how much money should I spend on it? And I was just thinking like, okay, if I really hired somebody, what would I expect them to do? I would expect them to post every day. Like that would be, no, you have to post every day. Are you kidding me? I'm paying you. That's what I would be thinking. And so I was like, damn it. Okay. So that's number one. And then number two is engaging every day or at least five times. So those were like my two things that I needed to work up towards.
And so then you just did them until you were at the point where you're like, I can hire this out now.
Yeah, I did it until I was confident that I could teach someone. And, you know, like, and I knew that this is kind of what works for me. And obviously, if there's things you can do, you know, and tweak it and iterate on it and come up with new ideas. For example, like, we didn't really come up with city guides until, even though it's so simple, but we didn't come up with it until maybe like 3 months in. Like we didn't solidify like, okay, this is how it goes. 2 weeks before, we're going to reach out to influencers in that city, then blah, 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 then blah, blah, blah. Like that's when I was like, ooh, we got something. But I did hire someone before, but I really like actively worked on that with them.
Cool. So you're kind of like setting the strategy and the plan, and then you're like, all right, go implement now.
Yeah, go implement. And then because I've done it before, I can help brainstorm and see like, okay, it took you an hour to comment to 20 people. And it takes me an hour to comment to 50 people. So what can I do to help you get faster at it? Or do you just hate this and I need to find someone else?
I love that. Yeah, this is something because right now we're managing a couple accounts and we're like, okay, the 15 minutes of engagement and posting. But I've never thought to like be like, how many comments are you posting in those 15 minutes or something like that? So that is good to know.
Yeah. And then when you look at them too, just seeing like, okay, these are not my voice. I'm actually embarrassed that you said that. So I need to either help you figure that out, or just quite honestly, some people don't know how to do small talk on the internet. So
very true. So I did experiment with like handing my Instagram off for probably like 2 months. And then I just had to like, I had to take the reins back because I felt so like they were just, it was really done well in a sense, but then it was still just like, not exactly how I speak. So like, how could you tell some control freak people like myself how to like start to hand some of that off and like keeping that authenticity with your voice and Instagram and all that?
I mean, I think it comes down to the personality. Like you just need to find someone that you would take to a party and would have no problem with leaving because they'll be able to talk to anybody. That's kind of like how I approached whoever I hired. Yeah. Was, can I just have a chill conversation with you? Are you like a real person that cares and feels shame if like, you know, you're not putting everything out there and like being nice and genuine and authentic. And I think when you work with like some of these companies that will, you know, curate your account, but they definitely aren't going to take the time to like be, you know, you, then that's one of those things that might be worth bringing in house. Yeah. And hiring your own person.
No, and that's why like now we have it in house and like I do my own, and then we have very like, we work with past clients who we've done like their brand voice and their strategy and their target audience and like found all of that. Like we created the brand voice, so we know how to write in it. And that's been working really well. But I think back to like the time I handed it off and it like made me really nervous. And I have some other clients who are like thinking about handing it off. And they're like, I don't know. Like it just, I think so, with the content ideas too, like, do you feel like those have to come from the people themselves or the brands themselves, or can somebody come up with all of that new content too?
It just depends. Are you talking about like for a professional or service-based kind of client?
Yeah, I would say like as like an influencer or something, like how, if you're having these like daily experiences and it's part of your brand to kind of talk about that, wouldn't it be hard to hand off to somebody else?
Yeah. I mean, it just depends. Like sometimes you can fill it with a ton of content. Like what a lot of these, like Self-Made, for example, they will like, they're like, just give us a Dropbox of every single image that you have. And then they edit it and they'll curate the feed. But I find that they're not going to do the engagement really well, and they're not going to be able to get your voice. So like your copy isn't going to be necessarily what you know, want it to be. But they'll put the photos together, which for me, I'm like, that's like the easiest part. I'm like, actually like writing something really meaningful every post is like a little bit harder than, oh, this photo is good. Sorry. I think I like going back to your original question of, do you think that you can just hand off stuff? I feel like if you have enough content, yes. But if you don't, like you do need to like go out there and just constantly keep taking photos. So yeah, a lot of influencers, what they do is, they just make sure so that they can post at least one time every day. They just have shoot days. Like, and then just do it that way.
I guess I'm thinking of like the subject matters, like not so much the images, but the like the actual copy. Yeah, that's what trips me up.
Oh, got it. Yeah. I mean, one thing you could do is, you have an awesome podcast and you've got your website. So you could hire a copywriter to take what all the content that's out there and start creating mini posts with that.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome.
Well, is there anything else that you want to cover or chat about today? Any parting words of advice?
I would just say that if I think that, I mean, I was a freelancer. I still do some freelance stuff as well. And as a service-based person, like, you know, building your Instagram account, and I'm sure everybody knows this, but it's probably the easiest way, in a sense, to grow some clients. But also going out and meeting people and going to events is great as well. So they kind of like work hand in hand, but yeah, I mean, if you are a service-based person, I feel like there's so much potential for you, because all of those one-on-one interactions, actually, they really mean something versus totally. Like a big brand that's just like, hey, you know, like buy my stuff. Where, or even like an influencer who doesn't really have anything to offer.
Right.
Like if you're a service-based professional, you are a web designer, you're an art director, you're a VA, you're a fitness instructor, you've got something to offer. So that conversion is really quick.
Mm-hmm. Like, and I've always, like, I think this is something like I've talked about on this show before too. Like, half of our clients come from Instagram or events. Like, the other half are referrals, but I put all of our effort into being on Instagram, and whether or not I'm posting, I'm on there engaging, and also just going to live events and meeting people in person and just creating those relationships, like, not intentionally for like business, but they just weirdly pay off in the long run because people know who you are and they like you.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, if it's your business too. So it's like, I mean, you know, I would just go up to anybody when I was doing I was a Squarespace freelancer, and I would just be like, hi, I'm Pudo. I make Squarespace websites. And sure enough, someone else like behind me would be like, wait, you make websites? I need a website. Like, who doesn't need a website?
Right. Just talk about what you're doing, please.
Yeah. And then like, especially if you talk about it because you love what you're doing, like, it's just, people are going to be, they're like, I want to make a website with you. You seem fun.
Yeah. I love it. You are very fun.
Thanks. You too.
Awesome. Well, so where can people find you on the internet?
On the internet, I am Puno Dos Tres. Puno Dos Tres.
Can you
everywhere.
Spell that out? P-U-N-O, Puno, yes.
D-O-S-T-R-E-S. Yeah. It's like Uno Dos Tres, but with a P.
And that's, yeah, just on all of the things. Cool. All right.
And then also, if anybody wants a discount
for PeopleMap,
we can do, it's like $10 off your first month. And yeah, we can do peoplemap.co / Pinegate Road.
/ Pinegate Road. Awesome. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, I hope everyone goes and gets it, because I know you guys weren't able to see this, but it is pretty incredible, like, the amount of research that you're able to do on this. And I know I'm going to have a lot of fun playing around with this.
Yeah. And then we're going to be adding some new features soon that I think will be even better.
Cool. Yeah. I'm in the mode where, like, I'm learning. I mean, I've been building my team and my agency this year, and it's like, okay, like, how I took back the Instagram, but it's like, what pieces and parts can I hand off? And I think this is going to be the perfect tool to kind of start to create some processes around handing that off and like still being successful with the platform. So I'm very excited to explore more.
Yeah. And then like thinking about all like your content ecosystem, if you will, and how they can all feed into each other and help each other. Cause you can find people on Instagram and that could be a podcast interview, but what can you do with that content and bring that back into Instagram? It's just, yeah.
I'm finally at the point where I'm not buried in client work, and I'm like, oh wow, I can market my business. And like, that's why I started the podcast again, because like my team is taking care of a lot of the, you know, a lot of the bandwidth. So I'm like, whew, I could like have some breathing room and I can finally start doing some of these things. So I'm very excited.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's awesome. I mean, I feel you. I'm in the same way. Like last year I was freelancing And then this year I was finally able to be like, okay, I can just focus now on, you know, building out People Map, and I don't have to like, you know, do all the bring in, I don't have to bootstrap my company right now. So that's right. been really awesome.
And that was me for years. And now it's finally like, wow, I have like real systems and people helping me out and like managing all the things. Like I get to show up and like do my genius work and that's it. So it's really fun. Weird place to be in. Like, oh, I didn't think this
here.
Was, yes. I didn't think this was like my real life. Or it could be, but it is.
Yay. Yeah. Awesome. Dude. That's really good. I love it.
Thanks. All right. Well, thank you so much, Puno, for coming on the show. I love learning about all of this, and I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Yeah, you too. I'll talk to you later.
Hey guys, I'm here to chat about an online system that I can't get enough of. I'm sure you hear from a lot of online business owners who've been scaling their businesses and about how having systems in place that work for them have been essential for their growth. Putting systems in place might be getting solid processes down, or it can be using a program like Seva to run your email marketing. When it comes to growing my business, the more intuitive something is, the better. Seva, which was formerly ConvertKit, is by far the most intuitive and easy to use program that I have ever used when it comes to growing your email list. They have easy pop-ups you can use on your website, forms that send out free downloads for content upgrades on your blog posts, and 24-hour help if you ever run into a snag. They have amazing customer service and have even helped us custom code some beautiful forms for our clients with no extra charge. I love that they're able to do that, and it's always so helpful. We use Seva here at Pine Gate Road and always recommend them to our clients. If you're saying yes, please, to an intuitive system for email marketing, head to pinegateroad.com/email to grab a free 30 days to start growing your email list and upping your marketing game. Thank you so much to our sponsors for making this show possible. And thanks to you for taking the time to spend some time with me here today. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor or catching up on past episodes, head to pinegateroad.com/podcast to learn more. Sending lots of love, and remember, you've got this. See you next week.